The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Sowa. In the headlines, government spends 5 million cedis each day to power thermal plants. Coffee production to receive 4.2 million cedi boost from government. Ministry of Trade intensifies effort to attract more Turkish investors into the country. Police administration to launch special anti-crime operations today ahead of Easter. EU and US to impose further sanctions on Russia over its actions in Ukraine, and man sentenced to 20 years for attacking two students at the University of Ghana campus. But first, a summary with Najagble Agu.
Government spends 5 million Ghana cedis a day to power thermal plants. It has noticed that air conditioners and refrigerators account for 60% of energy consumption at the domestic level. The Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, John Jinapo, says energy consumption can be reduced by half if more efficient refrigerators and air conditioners are used by households. Government will therefore enforce punitive measures against those who flout laws on importation of energy-efficient equipment. The Ghana Cocoa Board, in collaboration with the Cocoa Research Institute, are taking steps to rehabilitate cocoa farms in the country. The director of the Cocoa Research Institute, Dr. Gilbert Inimkwapong, said government has allocated 4.2 million cedis for the exercise. He said this when the Parliamentary Select Committee on Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs visited some coffee farms in the Hohoi and Jasikan districts in the Volta region. The Ministry of Trade and Industry is to open a trade office in Ankara, Turkey next month to mobilize investments into Ghana. This will boost trade volume to $1 billion between Ghana and Turkey in the next 3 years. The sector minister, Haruna Idrisu, who made this known at the 4th Ghana-Turkish Joint Trade and Economic Committee in Accra, said a decision to diversify exports with Turkey will deepen Ghana's bilateral trade with that country. The police administration will launch a special operation at Nkoko today aimed at cracking down on criminal activities ahead of the Easter festivities. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Director General in charge of the Motor Traffic and Transport Department of the Ghana Police Service, ACP Awugotoge Awuni, said all regional commanders have also been directed to take measures that will ensure that people celebrate the Easter without any incident. The EU and the US are to impose further sanctions on Russia over its involvement in the Ukraine crisis. Pro-Russian activists are said to be occupying buildings in eastern towns in Ukraine. EU foreign ministers are meeting in Luxembourg, explained that the sanctions will include freezing of assets and visa bans. The unrest in the east was as a result of unwillingness of authorities in Kiev to take into consideration the Russian-speaking population. And an Accra Circuit Court has sentenced Richard Amankwa to 20 years in prison for robbing two students of the University of Ghana. The students were said to have been walking towards their hall of residence using a bush path when Amankwa attacked them and succeeded in snatching a mobile phone from his first victim and went ahead to attack a second victim. He denied the offense but was found guilty by the court presided over by Francis Ubri.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more. And we begin with energy issues. The Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, John Abujinapo, says government spends 5 million cedis every day to power thermal plants, a situation he described as very worrying. Speaking in Tema during the confiscation of more than 5,000 imported refrigerators, Mr. Jinapo said reducing energy consumption by using new refrigerators will go a long way to help the country save money for other sectors.
Refrigerators and air conditioners account for about 60% of the consumption at the domestic level, and we believe that with the usage of new refrigerators, those approved by the Energy Commission, we can halve that consumption. And so if you do the mathematics, this can really, really impact on the consumption, especially at the domestic level. Quick calculation we did indicates that we spend close to 5 million Ghana cedis every day importing light food for our thermal plants. That is a colossal amount. If you were to do the calculation, at the end of the month, we spend huge sums of money just to power our thermal plants. And so if we can reduce the consumption by the usage of new energy efficient refrigerators, we have the opinion that we can save some money. Government is also committed to implementing the appliance rebate program, where we exchange new refrigerators and take in the old refrigerators. And we are committed to ensuring that we do that. Just to cap it, we are also pursuing the usage of LED bulbs. These are the new technology bulbs that reduces the amount of energy we consume. It used to be compact fluorescent bulbs, but the order of the day today has to do with the usage of LED bulbs. And the ministry, in partnership with the various stakeholders, would ensure that we promote this program.
City Minister also said the ministry is working assiduously with the Attorney General's Department and other agencies to sanction those who flout the law.
The Energy Commission is also leading the disposal of these refrigerators. You need some amount of experience in order to deal with that. And so if you are aware that it takes a bit of time, it is out of the abundance of caution to ensure that we follow the right processes and procedures in ensuring that we dispose of some of these products. And so this is what I can say. As for the punitive action, I believe that, as Minister rightly said, we shall engage the other sector agencies, including the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General's Office, to ensure that whoever flouts our laws are punished. Our laws ought to be upheld. And so every single law, not just with this, once you flout those laws, there are punitive measures that would go along with that. And so we want to assure Ghanaians that this is not a camouflage.
The Deputy Minister of Energy and Petroleum, John Abu Jinapo. The Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, Dr. Joe Otinyeje, has warned that the law will not spare anyone found culpable as stakeholders work to tighten security at the various entry points across the country. This comes as the Energy Commission confiscated more than 5,000 imported refrigerators into the country through the Tema port. Dr. Otinyeje said second-hand refrigerators affect the country's energy conservation and are also dangerous to human health. Hence, the war on recalcitrant importers who flout the law. Yvonne Atilego and Evelyn Avevo have the details.
The law which prohibits the importation of some used home appliances was passed in 2008. This is due to the effect those items have on health and energy conservation. After the promulgation of the law, importers were given 2.5 years moratorium during which they are expected to sell all imported goods. Second-hand home appliances still find their way into Ghana when the grace period expired. The seizure of more than 5,000 second-hand refrigerators at the Tema port is a move aimed at enforcing the law. Dr. Joe Otinyeje is the Minister of Environment, Science, Technology and Innovation.
We in the environment, as inspectors, we want to sound a warning that the days of ignorance are gone. And these days, we work together with sector agencies to implement each environmental law. That is the only way we will contribute. What is going to happen in the other half? We have a good working relationship with GPHA, and it is due to their vigilance and that of self that enable us to know this. The same GPA leadership are here, and we know that they put the same similar things to make sure that as long as we come to the airport, there's adequate security.
The minister said matters of climate change is not a mirage, therefore everything must be done to manage it.
To not permit these old fridges, because at the time they manufactured them, the kind of chemicals they used, they never knew that it would have impact on the ozone layer. And now that we are aware, whilst they are discarding these old fridges, we expected them to isolate the gases and find a proper way to pack them. Instead, they have chosen to bring them to African countries, including Ghana. And we believe this is not fair.
The more than 5,000 refrigerators have been sent to a dismantling facility at Afienya. So far, more than 10,000 refrigerators have been confiscated. Meanwhile, the owners have not owned up, but the commission is assisting the police to arrest them.
Yvonne Atilego and Evelyn Avevos report. Away from energy, government has allocated 4.2 million cedis for the rehabilitation of coffee farms in the country. A four-year rehabilitation program is being implemented by the Ghana Cocoa Board in collaboration with the Cocoa Research Institute. This was disclosed by the director of the Cocoa Research Institute, Dr. Gilbert Enim-Kwapong, when the Parliamentary Select Committee on Food, Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs visited some coffee farms in the Hohwe and Jasikan districts. We bring you the details.
The committee members visited abandoned coffee farms to determine how best the government could help the farmers to rehabilitate them or start new ones. Dr. Enim-Kwapong said the farmers will be provided with free fertilizers, insecticides, improved planting materials, Wellington boots, and other extension services. The farmers had complained of the lack of motivation to boost their production. He said since the inception of the rehabilitation program, 930.2 hectares of old and unproductive farmlands, representing 93% of the old farms, have been rehabilitated. According to him, 5,105 hectares of new coffee farms have also been established by selected communities in the Ashanti, Bunahafo, Western, Central, Volta and Eastern regions during the period. The incoming chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Food and Agriculture and Cocoa Affairs, Gabriel Esufi, commended the coffee farmers for the efforts they are making to revamp the industry. He noted that in the next 2 years, the program will be able to achieve its objective and give the farmers increased income.
A news desk report on the rehabilitation of coffee farms in the country. The country director of the Africa Islamic Agency, Ahmed Osman, has called on the state and philanthropic organizations to intensify efforts at providing the needed resources to improve the livelihood of the less privileged in society. He said the absence of basic necessities such as potable water, food and educational facilities in most deprived communities in the country continue to impact negatively on society due to the associated health and social challenges. Alhaji Osman told George Asikri that his outfit is intensifying its efforts at supporting the needy in society, including widows.
We need to get people like clean water for everybody to get to have access to clean water and assist with this, with some Muslim communities, a better future for Africa.
What have you done in the areas of education in Ghana?
Education is an asset, and we need to invest our younger generations who are coming for their future. And for that reason, in Ghana, we have four centers. One is in Adenta, in Accra, Elmina, in Central Region, Kumasi, and the Tamale. The Adenta and the Tamale is from primary to senior high school. The Central Region and the Kumasi is from primary to junior secondary school. Children should get free education so that they can improve themselves.
One might want to ask, you come to Africa and in most Muslim communities, education is not a priority. Is it what you realized, and after your involvement, what will you say has been the difference?
No, let me say, education is a priority to the Muslim community. Maybe because of them not having, because even in the Muslim traditionals, for example, if I give you an example of the Holy Quran, the first revelation which was given to Prophet Muhammad was read and write, which means here there's an importance for education. But as you said, the Muslim community, maybe because of lack of infrastructure.
Ahmed Osman is country director of the Africa Islamic Agency. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Government spends 5 million cedis each day to power thermal plants. Coffee production to receive 4.2 million cedi boost from government. Ministry of Trade intensifies effort to attract more Turkish investors into the country. Police administration to launch special anti-crime operations today ahead of Easter. EU and US to impose further sanctions on Russia over its actions in Ukraine. And man sentenced to 20 years for attacking two students at the University of Ghana campus. Do stay with us.
Radio Ghana, number one current affairs news channel and more.
Welcome back. The Ministry of Trade and Industry will next month open a trade office in Ankara to mobilize Turkish investment into Ghana. This will help increase trade volume between Ghana and Turkey to $1 billion in the next 3 years. Speaking at the 4th Ghana-Turkish Joint Trade and Economic Committee in Accra, the sector minister Haruna Idrisu noted that the decision to diversify exports into a new market like Turkey will deepen Ghana's bilateral trade. Naatre Soa and Priscilla Apia have filed this report.
The Ghana-Turkey Joint Trade and Economic Committee began in 2011 to discuss opportunities of trade and investment cooperation between the two countries. The two countries also intend to deepen bilateral ties in all sectors of the economy. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, call for a deeper and stronger bilateral relations between Ghana and Turkey.
It all intend to deepen our trade and investment ties with Turkey. We can export more to Turkey as they can also export more to Ghana. We believe that within the next 3 years, our trade volume should increase to $1 billion.
You heard Minister of Trade and Industry Haruna Idrisu in that report by Naatre Soa and Priscilla Apia. Work on the Legon-Madina-Denten overhead road will be completed in 3 months. A footbridge is being considered to enable pedestrians to safely cross over the busy road. President John Mahama, who inspected the road, urged motorists not to take advantage of the good nature of the road to speed needlessly. Pascaline Adadevo with this report.
Roads are critical to the development of any growing economy, and government places priority on the rather capital-intensive sector. The 4.6-kilometer Legon-Madina-Denta road started in 2007 but came to a halt for lack of funds. Under late President John Evans Atta Mills, the road was added to other 3 projects, Achimota-Fancore, Sofo Line Kumasi, Suhuma Pejua, and nicknamed the Gang of Four, to be financed solely by government. The Legon-Madina-Adenta Road is known for its intense traffic, and as work progresses, some relief is expected. President Mahama looks forward to speedy but quality work done.
Roads are one of the priority areas for this government because everybody wants better roads, and improved roads add to the GDP of the country. If people are able to move goods and services much faster, it leads to the growth of the economy and reduction in prices of goods that are moved. I hope that I'll come back in 3 months and everything is finished.
Minister Pascaline Adadevo. The police administration will today launch a special operation at Nkoko to crack down on criminal activities during the Easter festivities. The administration has therefore warned people with criminal intentions to rethink their decision or face the full rigors of the law. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director General in charge of the Motor Traffic and Transport Department of the Ghana Police Service, ACP Awuntoge Awuni, said all regional commanders have been asked to ensure that people celebrate the Easter without any incident. And in foreign news, the EU and USA will impose further sanctions on Russia over its actions in Ukraine as unrest continues in the east of the country. EU foreign ministers said yesterday that they'd expand a list of names targeted for EU sanctions. Tension has been rising in Ukraine, with pro-Russian activists occupying buildings in more eastern towns. And an Accra Circuit Court has sentenced a young man, Richard Amankwa, alias Kofodia Libra, to 20 years in prison for robbery. Amankwa was tried for 2 counts of robbery. He denied the offense but was found guilty by the court presided over by Francis Obri. Consequently, he was convicted and sentenced to 20 years for each of the counts of robbery. According to the facts of the case, Amankwa, on the night of February 2nd this year, wielding a knife, attacked 2 female students of the University of Ghana on campus. To end the news, the main point again. Government spends 5 million Ghana cedis a day to power thermal plants. It has noted that air conditioners and refrigerators account for 60% of energy consumption at the domestic level. The Ministry of Trade and Industry is to open a trade office in Ankara, Turkey next month to mobilize more investment into Ghana. And an Accra Circuit Court has sentenced Richard Amankwa to 20 years in prison for robbing 2 students of the University of Ghana. The news was presented by Mercy Soa in Accra.